I was really impressed with how the guys came out. You know, I think we challenged our guys from the last practice that we had in June to now to really compete, to come in ready to go, in shape. And we challenged us, you know, our guys right from the start. You saw it. I really like the way we practiced, our structure of practice was. You saw some periods where we went pretty hard, and then we took a break and, you know, a little bit more emphasis on teaching. And then we came back and practiced hard. And all those were the little things that I was telling about how we structured practice to try to get the most out of it. But guys, as far as conditioning and cramps and things like that, we came out in pretty good shape, so that was impressive. But really excited about our guys. You know, we're out in no pads, and it was extremely competitive. And that usually happens the first day. We'll have to tone some things back a little bit as far as making sure we stay off the ground and all that. But overall, it's pretty good. Good meeting last night with the guys. Just kind of reemphasized and reestablished, you know, what we've created. We did have a great moment last night. We always talk to our players about areas that shot has, you know, helped us as an organization, you know, whether it's the weight room, training room. And we went out into the field and had a little segment in front of our players with the Jumbotron. So they were very impressed with that. So overall, good start. We're not where we want to be by any means, but I know we're better than we were before. So that's a good thing.
Corey, I have a question. The only injury, Cecil Shorts had some tightness in his hamstring. We pulled him out.
How big of a boost was it to the offense to get Marquise Lee and Allen Robinson back?
It was good. You know, I think to get a chance to see them guys get some reps out there, and you saw them make some plays. You know, Allen Robinson had a great play, you know, at the end of practice there. So, yeah, they're coming along. I can tell they're very focused. They're different personalities. But how they go about it and how they're competing is similar. So, yeah, excited about those guys and seeing the progress they made.
Is it nerves? Is it, you know, coming out on the first day of practice? What was your first reaction to how he's doing today?
Who's that?
Blake.
Well, I think it's pretty good. Here's what I appreciate about where Blake was. I saw him take some risks now. He threw an interception in practice, and he came back. He threw a seam route with two guys on him, and he put it right between them. Made a great throw on it. And that tells me something right there that, you know, he has no fear of failure. No fear of failure. And that's a really cool sign for a quarterback. And so I think that's what was impressive about it. We're going to make some mistakes. And I've said this before. It's more how you respond to it. And I really saw firsthand that competitive spirit.
Was that the sort of test the
conditioning? Not 2 minutes. It was all no huddle and high tempo.
Is that a good conditioning test for the
first day? So. We're going to challenge our guys mentally, you know, toughness-wise, you know, to go 6-7 plays in a row. And, you know, they're already strained knowledge-wise and learning the playbook and scheme. But that part of it we need. And, you know, I mentioned before about this race of maturity may get old for you, but it's really what we're on. And we got to find different ways in practice to really challenge our guys to get that growth we're looking for.
Were you pleased with how the players did in conditioning coming off?
I thought it was very good. Yeah, very good. You didn't see guys sitting out or, you know, tapping out or anything like that. They really responded well. Now, we'll see, you know, when I get the report. But everything that I heard walking off the field, it was good.
It looked like you called them up and they were happy for practice. Is that so? Is that just
no, that was just out of the cool zone. To tell them the tempo of the next drill.
Oh, okay. So there weren't any problems?
No.
Gus, what was the worst and the best things about today? The best and the worst?
Well, the worst thing was there was a lot of penalties. A lot of penalties. And we got to, you know, take them out of our game. You know, I'm looking more at the foolish penalties, lining up offside, the jumping, the false starts, the, you know, the pass interference, things like that. Aggressive penalties, they're going to be part of it. The foolish things we got to really take care of. I think, you know, we talk about protect the team and you know, stay on our feet, make good decisions and avoid collisions, things like that. For the most part, we did good, but there were some times we need to get that taken care of as well. But those things are aggressive. And we'll correct that. The good thing is I loved how they came out. They, right from the start, right from the very first period, they came out and you could see that, you know, they were going to capture this practice. Extremely, extremely competitive. And also I think the spirit, when you saw a guy made a play, especially on the defensive side, 10 guys ran over to him or guys were running off to the sideline. And I think that's the type of energy that we want.
The
Blake looked like he had run this stuff before. I mean, was the recall?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's gaining confidence in it. It's a learning process. I know that he had one pass he wasn't pleased with, and he had some bad body language, and, you know, he was frustrated with it, and all those things. That's, you know, when we talk about everything counts, everything counts. How a guy talks, how he walks, how he handles himself. So our players know they're evaluating all those areas, and we'll hit them up on that.
Coach, I know players and coaches can be superstitious, so when you arrive at the stadium and you hear about the water break, is there concern at all?
You know, it was great because, as some of you know, it's Murphy. And we said that, you know, we got to take care of this opportunity. You know, one of our rules is no whining, no complaining, no excuses. So, you know, that's rule number two, and that was challenged today. We had to make sure we had no rule two violators. So, but they were good. They handled it well, and but hopefully it's fixed here.
You're excited about Blake and how he was doing today. Tell us about how Henning, you expecting what he's going to bring Blake along, because Blake's your number one draft pick. So what are your expectations?
Well, I thought Chad, he did a great job as far as with his leadership. And he also played without fear. Dan made a great play on, you know, like that period that I was talking about to Allen Robinson. Took some chances, really good command. He's more open to communicate with the whole offense, getting guys lined up, ready to go. So I just see a greater command of the offense. And I think he's throwing really well. You know, just the you know, his poise and things like that.
Does that mean you got a decision to be making, maybe a little
no,
later on?
No, it's Chad, man. It's Chad. We feel good about him. We feel really good about him. I mentioned this yesterday, that we're looking to try to get this team to be an experienced team that plays fast. We have some youth. We're trying to grow there. But I do believe that Chad has made great strides to be that experienced, fast type of player.
Josh Evans is out there for some 11-on-11. Was that planned? Or will he?
Yeah, no, he can go. We just have to limit him on some of the reps. Where normally they take four, he would take two reps.
Was Branch being managed today at all?
No, Clemens a little bit. Clemens was. So you're going to see those guys both in with the ones. So, you know, we you know, same thing like with Josh, with Clemens, you know, where he got a couple reps and then Brancher got some reps. So those guys are going to play a lot.
Yeah, it looks like the first couple of series of Branch wasn't in there.
I think Clemens started right away and then Branch went in there. So, yeah, you'll see that throughout. We're pleased with both of them.
There seems to be a lot of buzz around this team this year. Describe just people who came out here today and what you and your team are expecting going into the weekend as well as Monday's practice.
Well, you're right. There has been. And, you know, the community, the city has really rallied around. You know, you go back to OTAs and minicamp practice where we had 6,000 fans out here. And we appreciate it. Trust me. You know, everybody that comes out here, it elevates the level of practice. And it's great for our players. We talk and connect with the following, another opportunity to do that. But we feed off their spirit as well. And really what we're trying to do is really provide a team or put together a team that really showcases the spirit of Jacksonville. And, you know, I think we're getting closer.